February 8th, 2010, Monday in Oroville. The news, announcements, and interviews with Marlenka on microphone, Yahalom, Chloe, Nadine, and Varun in studio. A look at the weather. Clear skies over Oroville with east-northeasterly winds 14 to 21 kilometers per hour and temperature range 22 to 28 degrees. Yesterday, an all-day event took place in honor of Tsunamika's fifth birthday. It was organized in its entirety by the many villagers who worked to produce the small but famous Tsunamika image, which personifies the survival and hope and livelihood of so many people whose lives held no hope at the time of the tsunami wave that hit our shores 5 years ago. The success of Tsunamika, bits of cloth housing the soul of the people, continues worldwide even as it expands. There will be a classical music concert with two guest artists from Switzerland, a cellist and a pianist. Pianist Anna Adamik is a native of Budapest. She studied at the Franz Liszt Conservatory and continues at the Musikuniversität in Vienna and at the Musikhochschule in Germany. She's also a professor at the Vorarlberger Landeskonservatorium in Austria. Having previously released three CDs containing works of Bach, Schubert, South American music, this year she will record Hungarian contemporary music for Hangarotan Budapest. And cellist Martin Merker was born in 1965 in Stuttgart. He studied cello with Russian cellist Karina Georgian in Germany, Reinhard Latschko and Ivan Monighetti at the Music Academy Basel, Switzerland, and with Louis Claret in Barcelona. He's a prize winner of several international chamber music competitions, and currently, Mr. Merker is cellist in the Aargau Symphony Orchestra. His recordings are with the Offenburg String Trio. He's a member of the Camerata Bern and principal cellist for Antes. This concert takes place at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, February 9th, Pitanga Cultural Hall. One Asia 2010 Asian Cultural Month. The Asia Unity Meeting Team issues an invitation to the third East Asian Cultural Evening tomorrow, Tuesday, 9th of February, which will focus on Kyoto, where the mother lived during her stay in Japan. In 1951, the mother wrote of her stay in Japan. For 4 years, from an artistic point of view, I lived from wonder to wonder. The evening will begin at 7 p.m. with an Asian buffet dinner, followed by a photographic slideshow at 8:15, highlighting Kyoto as the main center of traditional culture. An inaugural tea ceremony by Tea Master Soren Biscard for a Japanese calligraphy and painting exhibition by Orovillian Jyoti will be offered 5 p.m. today, February 8th, at Pitanga. This exhibition is dedicated to One Asia 2010. Courage and love are the only indispensable virtues. Even if all the others are eclipsed or fall asleep, these two will save the soul alive. From Sri Aurobindo, his work, Thoughts and Aphorisms. The news is a reflection in the lives of Orovillians. For more information, contact orovilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.